Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, it's scary to think that no matter what you do health-wise and how you do all these things, there are times when you can just get something that takes you down a little bit, but it doesn't have to take you down for long. My guest today is Shannon Miller. She remains the most decorated gymnast in American history, and she's got a story to tell. So, Shannon, tell us what's going on with you. What happened? Tell us your story with ovarian cancer.
Well, I think some people may know this, and if you don't, I was diagnosed with a malignant germ cell tumor in January of 2011, so about just a year and a half ago. You know, here I came off the Olympic Games. I'm a new mom. My son was 15 months old when I was diagnosed. I was running this company that's all about health and fitness for women. I was trying to do all the right things, eat well and exercise, and, you know, sometimes, like you said, you can do everything right, and sometimes cancer just doesn't care. And I always say, you know, when I talk to people, I say, cancer doesn't care how many gold medals you have. It doesn't care where you came from, where you're going, and whether or not you have time for cancer at that particular moment in your life. So I think for me, it was really a wake-up call of priorities. You know, what is the most important thing in my life, and how do I make sure that I have that correct balance? And for me, it was, you know, obviously a shock. I mean, it's a shock for anyone to hear that they have cancer. At that particular time, to hear ovarian cancer, especially at such a young age, I was 34 when I was diagnosed. So I think that was kind of an extra little blow. And I don't know if it's to the ego or just to the heart, but just an extra little blow that you put in there and say, wait a second, you're human. And
well, I think it's probably an extra blow to both. Now, Shannon, did you have any symptoms, or was this a routine visit to your doctor?
This is a pretty routine visit. I had gone in December, and it was crazy, but the holidays, we were coming up. I had two huge launches for my company, my foundation, and I called to cancel my appointment and put it off to the next year. I felt fine. There was no problems. Certainly wasn't thinking about cancer. And when I got on the phone, as I was on hold with the nurse, I heard all those women that I had interviewed coming off Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October, and those doctors and nurses that always say, don't skip, don't cancel your appointment, don't delay it. And I just thought, no, you know, they're right. I have to walk the walk. And I took the first appointment available that morning and went in, and that's when they found a 7-centimeter cyst on my left ovary. And that kind of started the whole ball rolling of
so
tests.
You had no feelings. You had no bloating or pain down there or irregular periods, any of those things.
You know, it's so hard to tell. I look back,
that's
and, you know, at the
true.
Time, I would say no. At the time, I definitely said no. But now I look back and I think, you know, I was complaining of some stomach aches, and who knows if you're bloated. I had just had a baby a year before, so and I had just come off of nursing, and my body was a little bit out of whack. And you wonder, oh, well, you know, bloating is such, and bloating is one of the major symptoms, as you mentioned, and you think, well, did I just have an extra diet soda, or is
we're
this,
all bloated
is this
all the time.
You know?
It seems like we're all bloated all the time.
Exactly.
And, you know, those monthly cycles are crazy anyway.
That's right, and I think that's what's so difficult about ovarian cancer in particular is there really is not a screening or a test. And many times you don't get those symptoms until it's too late, or at least one of those more difficult stages, stage 4 and whatnot. So I was very, very lucky that I happened to go in. They found mine through a pelvic exam. A lot of women ask, oh, was it on your pap test? No, this was a pelvic exam. Pap test doesn't find out anything about ovarian cancer. So very important to just stay up with your doctor, communicate, and if you are feeling, maybe you're just feeling a little bit off, maybe you're just not feeling like your normal self, talk to your doctor about that.
That is great advice. And you know what I like to say, Shannon? On the airlines, you know, they tell you to put your own mask on before you put the mask on of the ones you love. And basically, you did that. You said, you know what, I can't miss this appointment because I have to. And women, we have to do that. We have to take care of ourselves, or we won't be able to take care of the ones we love.
That's absolutely right. You know, the first email that I received right when I announced to the world I was going through this, I wanted to be very public about it. I wanted other women to think about this in their own lives and that it can happen to anyone. And when I announced, I received an email from a lady in Texas, and she has three children. I haven't been to a doctor in 5 years, and after I learned of your diagnosis, I watched you growing up and watched the Mag 7 compete at the Olympics, and when I heard your announcement, I called my doctor right then and made an appointment. And it brings tears to my eyes because I think, you know, I'm sure her appointment went well. I'm sure she's fine. But you know what? She made that appointment. And in some small way, I hope that I helped make that happen. And now she's going to be able to tell her daughters, hey, make sure you take care of your health. Mommy's doing that.
It's so important. Now, are you done with treatment, Shannon?
I am finished with treatment. I am now cancer-free. Yay.
Yay.
I had surgery to remove the tumor and my left ovary, and then went through 9 weeks of chemotherapy. So my hair's growing back. It's getting there.
Well, on your Shannon Miller Lifestyle website, there is a picture of you with no hair. And I must say, you are absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, well, you're very sweet.
You really are, and you weren't afraid to put yourself out there, and that's what's so admirable, because, you know, this is one of the things, and I know this sounds petty, but Shannon, don't you see that some women are afraid of these diseases, not necessarily for what it could do to them, but for what they might look like while they go through the treatments?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, especially losing your hair. I mean, that's a very personal thing to lose, and it's out there for the world to see at every turn. So it is hard. And, you know, I went in thinking, okay, it's just hair. I didn't really like my hair all that much to begin with. It was curly and frizzy. And then when I lost it, it was difficult. And I think for me, the most difficult thing was waking up and seeing my son and wondering, is he going to be scared of mommy? And that just about killed me. And so talking to other women, talking to the women that had been through this and hearing what they had to say was so helpful. And just learning that you do have to just remember over and over every day, tell yourself, hey, losing my hair is not a symbol of my sickness. Losing my hair is a symbol that I'm doing everything that I can to be healthy.
Now, the women
wear
listening,
it with pride.
The women listening, Shannon, want to know the answer to that question. Was your son afraid?
He was not, you know, and I guess I'm thankful he was so young, but one of my friends said the night that I shaved my head, I came home and she was watching my son, and I was voicing my concern that he would be scared, and she said, you know, honey, you need to be comfortable with how you look before you even introduce it to him, and she was absolutely right. I had to take a couple days. I wore hats around him for a couple days. Well, I got used to it. I had to feel my scalp. I had to make myself look in the mirror, and once I became more comfortable with it, it was nothing to him. It was just kind of another hairstyle for mom.
So that's very cool that, you know, because I know a lot of women are afraid of that. And even with breast surgery, which I just had this last March, and then you look at yourself and you feel a little different. Give us some hope for how you can feel better about yourself before, during, after, as you go through something this devastating.
Well, I think, you know, the first thing is to make sure that you're comfortable with it. And in order to do that, and everyone does that in a different way. Sometimes you can do that alone or with family and friends. Many times your doctor will know groups that you can go and talk with other women that are going through the same issues that you're going through, other survivors, women that are on the other side of it and maybe can see a little bit more clearly looking back. So I think it's really important for all of us to talk about it and be open about it and not have it be such a hidden thing. So
well,
I think that's really important.
And I think that's the best advice. Thank you so much, Shannon. You can remember to listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.